It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I don't know if you've heard, but there are unconfirmed reports that baseball is back. I'm joined this week by my good friend and coworker, Gemma Kaneko.
Hey guys.
And live via satellite from the Cut 4 office in Philadelphia, our very own Mike Bertha. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Things are moving along very smoothly here in the Philadelphia office.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you're keeping everybody sort of focused and on task. I think that's important for Philadelphia.
Ride and grind.
Exactly. Can you guys confirm for me those reports that I've heard that baseball is back?
I mean, I've heard some rumors. I've heard some scattered rumors that maybe baseball is finally back. The cornfields seem pretty pro baseball right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Ken Rosenthal had it first.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry about that. We need to attribute properly here. We're all about good journalism ethics and breaking news here on the Cut Forecast. Baseball is back. We had opening day. We're now several days into the season, in fact. Things are really exciting. Adrian Gonzalez apparently is just on another level right now. It's pretty cool.
You know, Jose Iglesias, highest batting average in the league.
Just like we all predicted.
Yep.
Mike, what's like the one baseball thing that you're just most excited about right now?
Troy Tulowitzki's healthy, and that is wonderful. Like, he rakes in April, and it's phenomenal to see it happening again.
Yeah, I agree. You know, Tula's so much
fun. I mean, the Rockies are just crushing it right now, though.
It's true.
It's really silly.
On the road, uh-huh. too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, things are good. Baseball! We have baseball, for real. Actual baseball. It's so exciting. This is our first episode of the Cut Forecast where we have actual baseball to talk about. If you want to read about some of those actual baseball stories, you can visit us at MLB.com/cut4 and learn as much as you want about the wonderful happenings of Major League Baseball. Today, though, we have so much to talk about that I don't even think we're going to be able to fit it all into one show. Frankly.
We might have to do this
every week. That's kind of what it feels like. Isn't that what it feels like to you?
Yeah, I don't know, I don't even know, number of series. This is the longest.
It's the longest running Cut 4 podcast
that there
in
ever
history,
has
actually.
Been, yeah.
So this week, though, we're going to try to pare it down as much as we can. And we'll be hitting on some things like nicknames and the best nicknames in baseball, other nicknames we want to see catch on. We'll, you know, with the debut of Daredevil on Netflix tomorrow, we'll be looking at a little bit of how superheroes relate to baseball. But the first thing, since it's the beginning of the season, that I think we're all most excited for is predictions and wondering what's going to happen in the 2015 season. And so we were talking about this a little bit beforehand about what are sort of maybe not the traditional predictions that you might see in, you know, MLB.com that you might hear on any other podcast. We are not going to provide those for you because we feel like our predictions are always going to be wrong. And so rather than doing that, instead what we're going to do is predict things that are in many ways even harder to predict, some off the field or maybe some non-traditional predictions for the 2015 season. So Gemma, I want to start with you. What do you think? Give me one prediction that you think will happen in 2015 that maybe you haven't seen on any other blogs or any other websites.
Okay. I think, well, this is sort of a far-ranging one, but I think this is going to be the year where we start to see the all-breakfast team really take shape.
Okay,
like,
what do
I'm
you
expecting
mean?
To see some moves later on in the season. I'm expecting Joey Pancake to maybe like head down to Oakland with Coco Crisp, and the pieces are slowly going to come together for the dream all-breakfast team.
Okay,
you know?
I mean, you know my stance on
breakfast. It might take a couple years to really put this together well, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
I think these are where we're going to see the opening moves for that.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have not seen that on any other site, that's for sure, the all-breakfast team, although I wish that I had.
It's going to happen. It's just, they may not win a World Series until, like, maybe 2020, but...
Yeah.
It's an absolute shame that Eddie Bacon didn't become the Bacon family didn't become a baseball family, you know, that it was one generation and done.
Well, let this be a call to all of the people whose last name is Bacon out there.
It's true.
Have talents you don't know you have yet. Like,
or any breakfast-related MLB player or even youth out there. Now is the time to get involved in baseball because
right?
you can you can join the all breakfast team,
yeah,
which is absolutely led by Joey Pancake.
Definitely.
But I think we need to just take a moment to spotlight his incredible name.
It's a great name, and it's Joey Pancake. Obviously, at this point, you know, time will pass. We'll see, like, maybe 20 years from now, Billy Butler will be managing it, you know.
Yeah. Well, it'll be funny because, like, right now we hear Joey Pancake's name, and mm-hmm. we all smile. We love it. It's actually pronounced Pancake, which we learned in spring training, which is amazing. And 10, 15 years from now, you know, if he has this incredible Hall of Fame career, you know, we're just going to hear Joey Pancake. It'll be, oh, Joey Pancake, the guy, rather than Joey Pancake, the name Joey Pancake. So enjoy these fleeting moments now where the name Joey Pancake brings a smile to your face, because they're not going to last forever. Derek Jeter's name, jeter, means to throw in French. That's so exciting. Nobody thinks about that now. When we hear Derek Jeter, we just think Derek Jeter.
The publisher.
The publisher, yes.
publisher. Mobile Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Is that not what everybody just goes
that is,
through?
Yes.
Derek Jeter, the publisher?
I think that's really what he's most well known for, actually.
Yeah, I would say.
All right, Mike, it's your turn. I want to hear what you're thinking is going to happen in 2015.
My first prediction, and I'm going out on a limb here. It's lofty. But I'm going to predict that Josh Reddick will somehow be unseated as MLB's best walk-up song.
Oh.
Ooh, who's going to unseat him?
I don't know. I think that we're in a moment now where there was a huge contingency in MLB last year, or even years prior, that guys weren't focused on that. And I think that when you saw A's fans get so excited about the prospect of, you know, between showing up and playing the sacks or the air sacks, and all the play that Josh Reddick got last year for that. I think that you're going to see that, kind of take off, especially among the Western teams. I think that the Giants and the Dodgers and the Angels, like, those teams have the kind of personalities that will shine through that. So whether it's Madison Bumgarner coming out to Bluegrass, or last year AJ Ellis was coming out to Taylor Swift, I think that you're going to see that movement
Josh Donaldson told us, Cut 4, that he was going to maybe walk up to New Kids on the Block.
That's true.
So
we did hear that. Yeah. I think you're right, Mike. I think we are entering a renaissance of walk-up songs.
Nick Castellanos is walking up to Remix to Ignition.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, then,
that's
then
number
it's already
one.
Happened.
Well, he's supposed to walk up to it. I didn't hear it. I haven't heard it in any of the two games yet, but.
Do you remember when there was that petition to make it the national anthem?
That is the best petition I've ever heard.
Yeah,
Did it get enough signatures for the White House to have to comment on it?
That I can't remember. I don't think it did, which is baffling,
for shame.
Frankly.
Really?
Of
America,
all the most.
Step up.
So, the official Cut 4 stance, I believe, is that Ignition.
Pro Remix to Ignition. Yeah.
But I agree, though. I think that we are entering a good era for walk-up songs. I think Careless Whisper was a really great one to hear.
Yeah, very, and very sure.
You're definitely going out on a limb saying that they're going to be
going to be unseated.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough.
I mean, there were 2 weeks last year where that was all anybody wanted to talk about, and, you know, rightfully so. It was just, it was the perfect song for Reddick. It walked that line, it teetered on that line between awesome and troll, and you couldn't tell whether or not he was serious about it.
Yeah, that's an important line, I think, for sort of social media and the world of social media.
Yeah.
You can't really tell how serious.
Well, that's what we were saying earlier, is we can't figure out how much people really like Full House versus just think Full House is kind of a punchline.
Yeah,
you know?
I said, I was, Gemma and I were talking earlier, and I mentioned that, I don't particularly love Full House, and I feel like those of our generation, this is a really important sort of touchstone, at least with the individuals I've interacted with. Gemma agrees with me, right?
Yeah, I just thought that Full House is kind of dumb, and it's a joke show. It's like a punchline.
Let's hear from 90s nostalgia expert.
Like, I'm not suggesting that it should have, won a bunch of Emmys. that it should unseat Seinfeld as, in the comedy canon, but, it had a lot to offer. I mean, first of all, just John Stamos. That's it. Like, you don't need to. There doesn't even need to be dialogue or set up or
so
plot.
The question
it's
is
John Stamos and John Stamos' hair.
Who should walk up to a Jesse and the Rippers song this year?
That is a good question.
Wow.
Who should do it? Who do you think could pull it off?
I'll give you $20 if you can name me one Jesse and the Rippers song.
I mean, I said I don't like Full House. I don't have to name a song.
That's true, Bertha. We're gonna put you on the spot. You got one?
You don't have to name a song.
No, oh, absolutely not. No way.
Do they even?
I prefer Uncle Jesse when he's not, when, you know, when he's, you know, jamming in the living room. I didn't like.
What about a Zack Attack song?
I could name a Zack Attack song, but I think I prefer Zack Attack to Jesse and the Ripper.
Who should walk up to Zack Attack then?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I think you've stumped our Full
Should
House.
It be someone just named Zack?
The Cut 490s Nostalgia senior correspondent, Mike Bertha.
Anyone is allowed to contribute. If anyone comes up with it at any point during the rest of this podcast, you can just yell it.
Yes, yell it, tweet it at us, at Cut4, hashtag Cut4Cast. Bertha, this is your first time on our podcast, and so you haven't answered this question, which is a really important question. And considering we're talking about walk-up songs, I feel like this is a good chance to ask, what would be your walk-up song and why?
We actually talk about this a significant amount, or at least I used to with Dan Wall all the time.
Yeah.
As Cut4's resident professional wrestling expert, I feel I would be remiss not to come out to Shawn Michaels' entrance music for my walk-up song. It's a classic for anyone who's a professional wrestling fan. Plus, it plays into that 90s nostalgia. But the real answer to that question is, if I were a closer, I would come out to Closing Time by Sammy Sonic.
Oh my god. No.
Wait, you're opposed to that idea?
I like it at first. Like, I am initially attracted to that, but that song is super depressing.
But that's kind of the fun, though. Also,
yeah, like that.
The synchronicity of it, I lied. That's good. That's a good choice.
It amuses me, but it makes me sad a little bit too.
Well, but that, you know, the game is almost over. That is
kind of
sad.
Yeah, but I'm kind of in favor of like a furious closer song.
Well, you had a walk-up song.
Well,
what's your closer
Jim,
song?
If I was a closer, I would come out to Nicki Minaj's "Roman's Revenge," and it would be amazing, like a dungeon dragon, you guys.
Oh. I don't even know what to say to that.
That it would be extremely dramatic and incredible? Yes, that is right, Dakota. That's exactly what it would be.
Well, I already explained in an earlier episode of the Cut Forecast, I explained that mine is actually not a song, but it's the Ezekiel 25:17 speech from Pulp
yes,
Fiction.
Yes, it's not totally a dissimilar
it's true.
Feeling that,
that
we're
is
going
a fair
for
point.
Here. Yeah.
But that's a really... Closing Time is really good. That's one of the best answers
yeah,
I've heard
so far. Yeah, that is actually
so
really
far.
Good.
That's... Great. My baseball predictions are nowhere near as exciting as these, frankly.
Stop. What
I'm just
going
to go ahead and admit that right up front. You guys have
Don't
won this.
Don't tell it. Come on.
For me, it's who's going to have the best baseball beard.
Okay.
Because, you know, beards are a big thing.
Who is
obviously.
It?
Obviously. And
there's a strong positive correlation between them and water.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Cut4 has done many intense statistical analyses of this, and we have developed that. We have seen that there is an effect between beard length and wins above replacement. It's very exciting. You can find all of that research at MLB.com/cut4. Gemma, I believe, is the senior analyst in charge of that.
Yep, it's me, the most experienced with beards.
Yes, that's why we chose you. For me, I think that the best beard is actually going to be on Adrian Gonzalez.
Really?
I do.
This seems like a very dark horse pick.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go with the favorites. I'm not going to go with anybody on the Red Sox because they've been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go with, you know, any of our other sort of famed beard people.
No Adam Lind or anything like that.
I think that why I'm going with Gonzalez is, A, I think that he's, like, really hot right now. And so he's going to want to do some sort of, like, superstition and stick with that.
Uh-huh.
And he's grown, a decent facial hair in the past. So I think that that's my pick.
So what kind of beard is it going to be?
I didn't even think that far ahead. Probably, we're just gonna go like a full on Red Sox beard. The man was on the Red Sox at one point in time.
Okay.
So I think he's just not even gonna shave, and it's just gonna.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you disagree with me on that?
No, I don't disagree. I'm interested. I'm like matching it up on the against the other beard contenders, the strong beard contenders that
plus,
I feel like.
I mean,
there
plus
are.
The Dodgers are having a beard moment right now. Like,
they really are.
Vin Scully talking about it the other day, where day they show at the ballpark, somebody else has long hair and a beard.
Well,
they're looking like Tom Hanks out of Castaway at the end of Castaway. So.
One of my other predictions was that eventually Bryce Harper is going to be indistinguishable from every single member of My Morning Jacket. Like, they're all just, you won't be able to pick them out of a lineup of My Morning Jacket.
Now, will he be doing that intentionally?
Yeah, I'm sure he's a huge My Morning Jacket fan.
But we don't know. Bryce is an enigma.
He really is. He could be planning to spend, you know, a week or two or like a weekend at a music festival just, you know, playing guitar in some hipster band.
How long until Bryce Harper is like legally obligated to change his walk-up song to Whip My Hair Back and Forth by Willow Smith?
Right now, actually.
Actually, he should try to win this walk-up song contest.
Is it long enough? You know, like after he hits a home run and he flips the hair back, I think that he's contractually.
If your hair is flippable, then it's allowed. And his hair is definitely flippable.
If you can film it in slow motion and it's like
moving in many directions,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, no, he can definitely do it right now.
Well, that actually, Bryce Harper is a good tie-in to this next topic that I've been so excited to talk about, which is baseball nicknames. There's so many of them out there. Some are really great, some are less than great. Mm-hmm. But what we wanted to do is take sort of a look at what nicknames we would give certain players. We've actually talked about this a little bit before in the past on MLB.com/cut4. But we're going to talk about it now because I don't think Gemma or Mike Bertha have actually contributed to this conversation. So this is going to be really exciting and new. Mike, we'll start with you since we finished up with you on the last one. What current MLB player doesn't have a nickname that you would like to see have a nickname? And, you know, what would you like that nickname to be?
I'd like to crowdsource it. I feel like we spend so much time talking about Bartolo Colon, and okay. I check his page. He doesn't have a nickname. And it seems ridiculous. Like, we call him Bartiolo all the time because Chiolo is awesome. And, like, I'd be totally okay with that. But I feel like, you know, we just saw the internet pick Yard Goats for the Triple A or the Double A team for the Rockies. I feel like if, you know, everybody loves Bartolo Colon so much that if you just throw that out into the ether, you'll get some wonderful choices back. And I think he deserves a solid nickname. He's a fan favorite.
Yeah, he definitely deserves a nickname.
He really does. I mean, I'm not opposed to Bart YOLO.
No, me neither.
Yeah,
I like it. I mean, that's what we all say.
Yeah, that's so. What we call him. So, yeah. You know,
I don't know what else you could really call him, though.
Yeah.
Professional slugger Bartolo Colon. It's just a little bit too long.
Nickname, right.
Like, it needs to be short and sweet and to the point. So.
Future silver slugger Bartolo Colon.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because even if it's long, it needs to sort of flow, and that flows well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If you're listening and you have a really great idea for a Bartolo Colon nickname, you can join the crowdsourcing by tweeting us at Cut4 with hashtag Cut4Cast. And we may share some of the ones that we really like, or we may just start calling Bartolo Colon by that nickname, which is just as good.
Right.
So if you have anything better than Bartiolo, by all means, contribute to this conversation. I don't have anything better than Bartiolo.
I still think that's great. I think that's our number one contender.
Well, what about you?
And the punctuation's important, too. Like, you don't have to have the hashtag in there, but you got to capitalize the edit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely has to be capitalized. That's a key component to Bartiolo. But, Gemma, what player doesn't have a nickname that you want, and what nickname do you want to give them?
I also was having trouble coming up with my own nicknames. It's kind of hard, you know, but I do want to stop this trend of just the first letter of a person's first name and the last three letters of their last name, because we have hit it, it's done, mm-hmm. There can be no more. We need to come up with a nickname for Billy Hamilton. That is not B-Ham.
Yeah, we did.
Because I do
we?
Not, I can't have B-Ham. I can't
What's wrong with
have
B-Ham?
That B-Ham.
It
sounds like a reference website for honey-baked ham. It's like if you want to look up all the honey-baked ham stats from your past Thanksgivings,
you go to
B-Ham.com.
Why do
you
think I don't
want
to do that?
Maybe you do.
I absolutely do want to do that right now. Ham stats? Are you kidding me? You know what? Actually, I don't want to do that because it's going to be humiliating if I actually look up all of the ham stats for me.
If you guys will excuse me, I've got to go and register the domain name, hamstats.com.
Yeah, of course. This is very important.
Ham graphs.
Ham graphs. Slice 4.
Slice 4.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gemma, actually. I don't love B-Ham as a nickname, but do you have a proposed alternative?
I don't really know what I would call him, because I feel like a lot of good speedster nicknames are already out in the world, you know? They're already
like
attached
Flash
to...
Flash and
yeah.
all that stuff.
Like, I loved Ricky Henderson's nickname, you know, the Man of Steel. I just think that's so great.
Yeah.
It's so delightful. But...
Bertha, do you have any ideas? I know that you're pro B-Ham.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of pro B-Ham, but like you were saying that Flash is already out there. Can we talk about what a shame it is that D. Gordon is, you know, last year he was on, at one point, on pace for 100 steals, and it's his dad who's got the nickname Flash. I mean, like, I get it. you know, I get the reference, but it's a shame that G. Gordon,
Yeah, missed out on that one.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, part of the reason why I brought this up, Bryce Harper, I feel like we need like a good definitive nickname for Bryce Harper. And the one that I've proposed is the Joker, because I feel like he is sort of that chaotic force in Major League Baseball, where like he just sort of does stuff, and sometimes people are annoyed by it, sometimes they aren't, but like he just sort of is this energy that is like, that is undefinable. And I think that people feel things about him strongly about him. And I think that he brings, you know, with his bat, with the power that he hits, as well as with, you know, blowing kisses to the pitcher, all that kind of stuff. I think that he just is this force of chaos. I think it's awesome. And I think he should embrace it.
For what it's worth, when I started this conversation, when I muted the TV, he was 0-3 with 3 Ks against the Dark Knight today.
See, even so, better.
That's a rivalry, you know? I like that. I'll take that one.
The Dark Knight, Matt Harvey, they're in the same division,
right,
which makes it even better.
Mm-hmm. I endorse just handing out Batman names to many, many players.
Baseball should just be Batman.
It kind of is in a lot of ways already.
My feeling, is that I just feel like Bryce Harper, that he needs a nickname, and that seems like a natural nickname to me. Now, we have a Bryce Harper expert in Mike Bertha on the phone. Mike, what are your feelings about the Joker?
I'm open to the suggestion. I'm not really fond of, like, a lot of people call him Bam Bam.
I don't like that either.
I'm not super fond of that. But I'm also not a Flintstones guy, so, like,
what
I told you, I'm the resident professional wrestling expert. Like, when I think Bam Bam Bigelow. And he doesn't remind me anything of that guy. I'm open to suggestions. And I, you know, like I said, especially with the Matt Harvey rivalry, I can get on board with Joker.
That's just, you know.
So let's try to make the Joker happen this season, you guys.
The other one, the official Cut 4 nickname for Mike Trout is the Fish God.
Which I think is pretty good.
Yeah.
Though I would like to, I feel that Aquaman is not the worst suggestion.
No, that's not bad.
Except for Aquaman is not the best superhero. So.
Not only is he not the best superhero, but the definitive Aquaman is Vincent Chase, as I've said many times.
Right.
So, Dakota, question about that nickname, though. Is it THA or THE in the Fish Cup?
It's THE. It's THE. But, you know, if you want to sort of do your own riff on it with THA, that's fine, too. Sometimes I also just call him just Fish God. Like, you know, oh, today Fish God did this. That's acceptable as well. You know, as long as you get Fish God in there, it works fine. I know Michael Clare, our correspondent out in Los Angeles, is also a big proponent of the Fish God. I think he likes it because it seems sort of Lovecraftian.
It definitely
which is
does.
A very Clare reason to enjoy it. If you want to hear more Michael Clare-isms, you can listen to last week's episode of the Cut 4 Cast. But I think that Fish God is good. I think the Joker is good. I agree with you, no B-Ham.
But we do want hamstats.com if we can make that happen.
There's already a GoFundMe page. Somewhere,
yeah.
I'm sure. Someone's already trying to get Hamstats off the ground.
Hamstats and Bart Yolo.
We're on board with Bart
Totally
Yolo.
On board with that.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, the Joker, I didn't even prepare this. This just popped into my head. But what baseball players do you think are the most connected superheroes? Like, which do you think would be the best superhero? That, you know, we have Matt Harvey is back, and he's the Dark Knight, and that's caught on really recently. I feel like that caught on, especially with his return. So, like, which baseball players do you think would make, rather than nicknames, would make actually legitimately great superheroes? Jim, we'll start with you.
I think Giancarlo Stanton would be a great superhero.
Yeah.
I mean, he could definitely pull off a superhero uniform. This is half the battle, right? if you're gonna pull
That's
off bright
true.
Colors.
He had that photo shoot.
Yeah. Spandex and bright colors.
Yeah.
He could do it. He would only look sort of ridiculous. No one looks great like that, you know. But he could definitely do it. He's got the physical strength, he's got the athleticism. He seems just like a really nice guy. I'm
that
sure he would not object to just helping people out. You know?
Cape or no cape?
Oh, no cape.
No cape.
Trip hazard.
All right, cool. You're firmly in the no cape camp.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, what about you? Which current Major League Baseball player would make the best superhero?
I think we got I've got a few suggestions that we already mentioned in this podcast. B-Han, Gemma, and D. Gordon. The speed is just, it's something that, you know, you can't teach speed. and, you know, in some capacity, there's got to be some whether it's, you know, Justice League or Marvel, there's got to be somebody out there who needs more speed.
That's true. The Royals.
And those guys have it. So, I don't think you can go wrong with Stanton because he's, you know, stronger than an ox, but the speed's where it's at when it comes to superheroes. My favorite was the Flash growing up. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. Speed is certainly a key component to a superhero's existence. But interestingly, though, this is maybe it's more of like a Christopher Nolan, like, deep sort of dark superhero, because they steal a lot, which I don't know you can do as a superhero. That seems like maybe against superhero code.
That's a really good point. I mean, are they really superheroes or are they anti-heroes?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they're anti-heroes.
Are they with Magneto or are they with Professor X? Like, this is where we gotta figure out.
Oh, that's a good take on it.
Okay.
They're stealing for the better good?
Yeah.
But aren't they just stealing for themselves?
Well, no, they're stealing for the team.
Okay.
They're not just stealing to do it. They're stealing to get in scoring position.
Right.
So it's for the greater good of their city. That's the thing.
The team.
And the city. Like, yeah. You know, if Jose Iglesias steals a base,
mm-hmm.
he's not stealing it just for himself. He's not stealing it just for the Tigers. He is stealing it for Detroit. Think about that.
I was waiting for another level to that joke, and I'm glad that it didn't happen.
No, of course not. Not with a Detroit native here. So I thought about this a lot, actually, mm-hmm. because I think that there are so many good baseball players that would make good superheroes. Obviously, Yasiel Puig, just because he's amazing. And he being amazing means that at this point, pretty much anything could happen, and you'd be like, yep. So if you heard that, like, he leapt across a room to, like, save a baby falling out of a building, like, you'd be like, yeah, all right, yeah, Yasiel Puig did that. Or, like, whatever it is, it would be believable.
I would buy him on the cover of any comic book.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. And, like, he just, he has the enthusiasm of a good comic book character. He's mm-hmm. larger than life. That's sort of my feeling about that. Mike, what do you think? Puig is a superhero?
I mean, yeah, there's nothing he can't do. There is no headline that I could read with Yasiel Puig's name in it. That I wouldn't totally buy into.
Totally. So yep. that's my first one. The second one, which I feel particularly chuffed about, is I think we actually already have a superhero in Major League Baseball. I think we only know him as his secret identity, but I think that he actually is a superhero. And I think if you put all the puzzle pieces together, it starts to make sense.
I can't wait for this theory.
Hunter Pence. Think about it.
Explain.
So Bruce Wayne, obviously everybody knows Bruce Wayne.
Uh-huh.
He's super famous. And yet somehow he is also like this incredible superhero on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of eccentric, right? He's like this millionaire, billionaire. He like is always out on the town with people. And like in the movies, you always hear like people are always like talking about him in sort of weird hushed tones. They're like, oh yeah, Bruce Wayne, he's weird, right?
Uh-huh.
Hunter Pence has so many eccentricities and he's so famous. And he's just sort of become, like, one of these big characters in Major League Baseball. I think it's a cover. And I think it's a cover for saving people under the dark of night.
So basically, your theory is that Hunter Pence is a little weird, so he's got to be a superhero?
Yes, that's my theory. He's covering for the fact that he is a superhero.
Yeah, sure.
He's streaming video games and, you know, the signs and all that, all of it. It's all because he's actually a superhero.
So the scooter is like his Batmobile.
Exactly. That is the key component of it. And that's why when it was gone, he was like so upset about it. It was because he couldn't fight crime while his scooter was gone. Right?
Yes.
You seem incredulous about this theory.
Just a little bit. What is Hunter Pence's superhero name?
I don't know. He's done such a good job keeping a secret.
He's such a good superhero that no one has even heard of the superhero.
Maybe it's like, you know, Even Steven, because they always win the World Series in even-numbered years.
Even Steven.
And that's his superpower.
Is his superpower like going to classrooms and fixing conflicts? Because that sort of sounds like what Even Steven does. Like he goes to teach compromise to middle schoolers.
And if he's going to be Even Steven, does he have to get permission to use it? I mean, doesn't Shia LaBeouf already have that name trademarked?
That's a great point. This is certainly Shia LaBeouf's area of expertise is Even Stevens.
So Hunter Pence can be Even Steven, but he's got to spell it weird.
Yeah, all right. That works.
There are a lot of Ys in it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like a Silicon Valley startup. It's like, you know, it's
missing
just
missing some vowels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't tell if you got to download an app so the car will come pick you up, or
Or you get a superhero. That's sort of how it works.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. Uber or maybe a superhero.
This was, I want to say, an invigorating conversation. And I want to thank you both for having it with me.
I did come up with nicknames for you both for the nickname section. And I'm going to tell you what they are.
Oh, great.
It'll be my gift to you guys.
Can you spare me?
They're good nicknames. We were supposed to know. Yours is good. Mike, yours is because of your love for the 90s and, you know, earlier, your nostalgic... You know, your love of nostalgia. So I think that your baseball nickname would be Mikey McFly.
I'm totally okay with that. I thought you were going to say Quailman, which I also would have been okay with.
Oh, that's also a really good nickname.
That is a good nickname.
That's a really good nickname. Yeah. I like that. So I gave you Mikey McFly.
I'm not only going to call him Mikey McFly, just so you know.
Yeah.
So you both know.
Also, I like I always think it's great when grown men go by diminutive names. Like
Mikey,
Billy, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's fun. Dakota, I had a couple for you.
Okay.
You can decide how you feel about these.
I'm sure I'll feel great about them.
Okay. So one of them is based on a John le Carré novel, The Constant Gardener. Because I'm assuming as a pitcher, you would have remarkable consistency.
Okay.
So you would be the Constant Gardener.
Interesting novel to be named after, but okay. Yeah. You said you had a second one?
Well, I don't know how you're going to feel about this one.
Okay.
This is your internet baseball player name.
What is it?
It would be Grendel, who is the troll king of Beowulf.
Dakota is the troll king of four, so.
So I'm a troll.
Uh-huh.
And so, okay.
Yeah.
Well, those are some spectacular nicknames.
Thanks.
I have a lot to think about in terms of which one I want to be. I'm leaning toward the Constant Gardener. But, you know, I do embrace my troll aspect. Mike Bertha in Philadelphia, he understands that intrinsically, I think. I just want to say, I want to thank you both for having this really great conversation. Gemma, particularly, I want to thank you for sharing those nicknames with the two of us.
And our listeners. You know.
And yes, and with you listening to us at home. But right now we have a Cup 4 cast tradition that we have to get to. It's very important. Gemma, we'll start with you since you know what the tradition is. We've talked about a lot today, and we're going to need to sum it all up as quickly and concisely as possible. The best way to do that is sum it up into a tweet. So I want you to give me 140 characters at most explaining what this whole conversation was about.
Crowdsource nicknames for the all-breakfast team. Crowdsource nicknames for the all-breakfast team. I need to do something about superheroes.
I think you're about to run out of time.
I am going to run out of time.
You fail.
That's the end.
That was a terrible tweet. You fail, and you should feel bad about yourself.
No retweets. No favorites.
No retweets.
No favorites.
Zero retweets for you. All right, Mike, we need better engagement from you. So what is your 140-character tweet? Hopefully, you will get at least one retweet, in the studio here with me.
I got no nicknames from you guys
mine
either.
Mine is super simple. It's just Bart Yolo. And Mikey McFly 2016. That's
ooh,
it.
That's good.
That's good.
That is a really good
that
one.
That also sounds like a bumper sticker for a presidential campaign, and I would vote for it. I'm just saying.
That's the idea.
So consider it.
Great. Mikey McFly for president.
Vice president.
Right. Bart Yolo.
Bart Yolo is the president.
You're on the ticket with Bart Yolo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have the kind of stage presence that Bart Yolo has.
The few do. All right, mine. 140 characters. Look up. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Super Puig. Hashtag Cup 4 cast.
That's really good.
If you have a good 140 character suggestion of how to sum up our podcast, feel free and feel excited to tweet it at us at Cut 4, hashtag Cut 4 cast. I am Dakota Gardner.
I'm Gemma Kaneko.
I'm Mike Bertha.
Thank you very much for listening, and tune in next week, and I hope you have an excellent first week of baseball.